onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve, and the show is Word for Word for Wednesday, October the 5th, 2016. The show is being pre-recorded for the Feast of Tabernacles. I will be gone at the feast, therefore I must pre-record. And this is not a Shabbat day during the feast. This is an intermediate day. You may work, you may kindle a fire, you may cook food, you may clean your house. Just spend time out in your tabernacle, your booth, Sukkot, wherever it may be. If you are attending a feast somewhere, I commend you for your commitment. If you have something built in your backyard just to observe the feast, to be obedient, I commend you for your commitment. And this is what Yahweh wishes us to do. And it is a joyous time. We are going to be covering chapter 11 and 12 of Ele Debarim, which is the Hebrew word for Deuteronomy. That means these are the words, which is the actual name of the book, not the the second law, which is what Deuteronomy means. It is not a second law. It is a repeat to the new generation of Israel, because the old generation died out. And in chapter 11, he will explain he's not speaking to their children. He's speaking to them because they are the grandchildren of the original people in Exodus. Everybody but Caleb, son of Yefune, and Yahshua, son of Nun, formerly known as Hosea. Those are the only two that survived because they were obedient to Yahweh. The others were not allowed to enter the promised land. They wandered around till they all died out in the wilderness. And this generation he's speaking to now are the adults that are going to go over into the promised land with Yeshua in the next book. That will be the book of Joshua. That's their English translation of Yeshua. And Yeshua means Yahweh saved. It is also the name of the Messiah. Same name. Well, let's start in chapter 11 here. Verse 1, you shall love, 157, Yahweh Eloheka, that means your divine being, and guard, 8104, to guard, to keep, to observe, and guard the observance, 4931, of his statutes, 2708, and judgments, 4941. And commandments, 4637, for all the days, 3117, that means all the days of their lives. And know this day, because I speak not to your children that do not know, that have not seen the chastisement, 4148, of Yahweh Elohim, his magnificence, 1433, his mighty hand, and stretched out arm, and the signs and wonders that he did in the midst of Mitzrayim, which is Egypt, to Parao, the king of Mitzrayim, and all his land. The grandchildren had never seen this. They weren't alive then. They were born on this journey after the Exodus. Verse 4, and what he did to the army, 2428, of Mitzrayim, and their horses, 5483, and their chariots, 7893, that he made to overflow, that's one word, 6687, the waters of the Sea of Reeds, over the presence of those that pursued, at 7291, after you, and destroyed them, Yahweh, until this day. Now, verse 4, you can reference Exodus chapter 14, verse 28. Verse 5, and what he did to you in the wilderness until you came to this place. They witnessed what happened to the adults that all finally died off. These were children. They weren't destroyed. They were going to be allowed to pass over, but they were witness to what went on during that 40-year journey. Verse 6, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab, son of Reuben, that opened the ground its mouth and swallowed them up, and their households, and their tents, and all the possessions at their feet in the midst of all Israel. They saw that. And verse 6, you can reference Numbers chapter 16, verse 31 and 32. Verse 7, but your eyes have seen all the great works of Yahweh that he did. See, they saw all of that as children years ago. So you shall guard all the commandments that I command you this day, so that you will be strong, 2388, and go in and possess the land that you pass over to possess. And we're going to pass over the Yarden, which is the Jordan River. It's Yarden in Hebrew. And the English, they spell it Jordan. Let me get a drink of water here, folks. I get a little dry. Just a second. Oh, good cold water. And where were we here? Verse 9. So that you may prolong, 748, your days upon the soil, 127, that swore Yahweh to your forefathers to give to them and their seed line land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 10, because the land where you go to possess is not as the land of Mitzrayim, that which you came out from, there where you sowed seed and watered it with your feet. They're talking about ditches going alongside the rows where they could water their vegetables and such with irrigation, and they moved the dirt out of the way with their feet, walking in the mud. And the water flowed down and irrigated that section, and then they'd move that dirt back and block off that little irrigation ditch in between the rows. That's how they did it. And watered it with your feet as a garden, 1588, of herbs. Okay? 3419. Okay, let's flip the page. And the land that you cross over there to possess is a land of hills and valley plains. And from the sky it drinks water. In other words, It isn't irrigated by the Nile River. It rains on the land. Verse 12, a land that Yahweh Eloheka cares for. That's one word, 1875. And continually, 8548, the eyes of Yahweh Eloheka are upon it. From the first, 7225, of the year until the end of the year. That's first to 7225, and end is 319. And it shall be, and here's the big two-letter word again, if you listen faithfully, that's 8085, to hear, doubled as an emphatic, to the command, if you listen faithfully to the commandments that I command you this day, to love Yahweh Elohim and to serve him with all your heart and all your being. Okay, verse 13 through 17 here, you can reference Leviticus 26, verses 3 through 5, Deuteronomy 7, 12 through 16, and chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. Verse 14, he will give the rain, 4306, for the land in its time, 6256, the early rain, 3138. Now that's the period of the last of October till the 1st of December. And the latter rain, 4456, and that is March and April. So you may gather, 622, your corn, 1715, and your new wine, 8492. That's the fruit of the vine that is not fermented yet. And your fresh oil, 3323. And he will give grass to your fields for your beasts, that they may eat and be satisfied. Verse 16, guard yourselves. In other words, watch over yourselves and your behavior, lest be deceived your mind. 3824. Okay? That's deceived is 6601, and mind is 3824, literally the heart. And you turn aside, 5493, to serve, 5647, other, 312, Elohim, 430, and prostrate yourselves, 7812, to them, the gods of the land of the Canaanites. This happened. And Yahweh was very angry, and he warns them about this here before they even go over. Verse 17, and kindle the anger of Yahweh against you, and he shuts up, 6113, the sky, and there be no rain, and the soil, 127, gives no crops, 2981, and you perish, 6, quickly, 4120, from upon the good land that Yahweh gives you. Verse 18, you shall place these words upon your mind and upon your inner being, That's 5315. And bind them, 7194, for a sign, 226, upon your hand, 3027, so they may be as frontlet bands, 2903, between 996 your eyes. And frontlet bands is totafot, as a perpetual remembrance. Now the Jews have made these literal physical objects in little boxes called tefillin. And they are very expensive. They were made only in Israel. And they wear them as a sign. They have made it a literal physical thing, where here it is a metaphorical usage. Bind them for a sign upon your hand, meaning whatever you do in your life, your physical actions and the works of your hands should be according to Yahweh's laws. And frontlet bands between your eyes, a perpetual remembrance of these laws. The Jews have taken it to an extreme, and they don't go by Yahweh's laws anyway. So they are mimicking and perverting something, as they usually do. They are not Yahweh's people. We are Yahweh's people. So don't follow the Jews. And verse 19, and you shall teach, 3925, them to your children, speaking of them when you sit, 3427, in your house, and walk, 1980, in the way, 1870, that's in the roadway, whatever, wherever you're going. And when you lie down, 7901, here to sleep. And when you rise up, 6965, to get up in the morning. Now, this next verse, 20, is an actual commandment to us. This is something that you do. And it has been a tradition in Israel, not just to the Jews. And you shall write them upon the doorpost of your house. You are to have a little thing of 10 commandments on each outside doorway of your house. Now, doorpost is 4201. That is mezuzot. And upon your gates, the gates of your city, if you have a gated city or a gated community, or a gate in your front yard, between the sidewalk and your house, you are to have a little Ten Commandment thing out there. I have them. I got them on the doorway to my apartment. And people think I'm crazy, but I don't care what they think. Yahweh first. That's my motto. Always Yahweh first. If He gave us a commandment, we are to do it. And That's just how it is. I know it's tough sometimes, and people think you're strange, but do you really care about their opinion, or do you care about Yahweh's opinion? Verse 21. So that are multiplied your days, 7235, and the days of your children upon the soil that swore Yahweh to your forefathers to give them, as the days of the sky upon the land. Because if you diligently keep, 8104 doubled for emphatic usage, all these commandments that I command you to do them, to love Yahweh Elohim and walk in His ways and cleave to Him. In other words, make Him a major part of your life and cling to Him and follow Him in all your ways. That's what cleaves means. to cling to him. Then will dispossess Yahweh all these nations before you, and you shall dispossess nations greater and more numerous than yourselves. And we did, but we didn't finish the job. That's the problem. See, we didn't take it all the way. Like we're doing today. We do some things. A lot of people do some things. But they don't go all the way. And he said, love him with all your heart and all your being. Not part of it. All of it. And he's given commandments for our benefit. And we're not doing them. And we got illness, and we've got all this oppression that's down on us right now, and we need to come home, all of us. I'm not talking to the faithful few out there. I'm talking to the guys that are sitting on the fence and are sort of messing around with this. Christian identity isn't a hobby. It's not a part-time thing that you do on the weekends or you gather and y'all have a few beers and talk all this stuff. It's a way of life. It's an Israelite way of life. We're supposed to be different. We are not supposed to be like the rest of the people in the world. We are supposed to be a holy people because Yahweh is holy, and he said you're ought to be holy. Commanded us to do that. And I'm even trying to get the faithful few more involved. And I know people will look at you funny and say, man, what are you? And then you tell them, I'm an Israelite. All these commandments were given to our people. I'm not a Jew. I'm an Israelite. Well, the Jews are God. No, they're not. You explain that. And that might cause you some problems. But if the truth is inconvenient, it doesn't make it less the truth. And we are to speak the truth, even right now, if it causes persecution. I mean, that's a tough thing to swallow. People have wives and they got kids. And, well, I don't want to pull my kids out of public school. Well, then they're going to be taught lies. And they're going to be associating with non-whites. And we are not to do that. We are to be separate. We are to be apart from those people. If you work at a job, that's one thing. But you don't have your kids raised with them and have them taught that they are the same as Israel. They're equal to Israel because they are not. That is a lie. That is a lie of the adversary and his children. We have to raise the children of the next generation as Israel. They need to know who they are, where they come from, and where they're headed. And the only place you're going to find that out is in Scripture. Get rid of the TV and sit them down and teach them. That's your duty as a parent if you got kids. Teach your children who they are, what they are, and where they come from, and where they're supposed to go, and how they're supposed to act. They're really not going to learn it from anybody but you. And if you don't teach them, don't complain when they come home with their hair in cornrows and their pants down around their butt, talking rap. Don't complain. You have no complaint because you didn't do your duty. And it's tough. I never said it was going to be easy. I'm not promising you anything. I'm not Joel Osteen. Oh, if you do this and you send me money, you're going to be rich and you're going to... No. I'm as poor as a church mouse. Everything I've got, Yahweh has provided me. He provides me with what I need, not necessarily what I want. Back to the verse. Then you will dispossess nations greater and more numerous than yourselves. All places, 4725, where tread, 1869, the soles, 3709, of your feet, 7272, shall be yours. From the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river, 5104, the river Parath, that's known as the Euphrates, unto the sea of the west, that's the Mediterranean Sea, shall be your borders. And verse 24 and 25, you can reference the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Now here's what we were promised in verse 24 and 25. No man shall be able to stand before you. The fear, 6343, and dread, 4172, of you shall put Yahweh Elohim upon the face of all the land that you tread upon, as that he said to you. See, I put before you this day a blessing and a curse. Blessing is 1293 and a curse is 7045. Verse 27. A blessing if, 834, you listen, 8085, to the commandments, 4687, of Yahweh Elohim that I command you this day. Verse 28. Or a curse if, 518, you do not listen to the commandments of Yahweh Elohim, but turn aside from the way that I command you this day to walk after other Elohim that you have not known. In other words, the Elohim, the gods of the people of the land, the Canaanite gods. Verse 29, and it shall be when Yahweh Elohim has brought you into the land that you have come there to possess, that you shall put the blessing upon Mount Gerizim, 1630, and the curse upon Mount Ebal. In other words, people were to go up on both mountains, priests, and they were to recall and announce the blessings and the curses. Okay, they were physically to do that, and they did it later. Another book. Verse 30, are they not on the other side of the Yarden, Yarden, that's the Jordan River, after the way that goes down, 3996, the sun, 8121, in the land of the Canaanite, which dwell in the plains, in front of, 4136, Gilgal, 1537, beside, 681, the plains, 436, of Moreh, 4176. Now, 436 can also mean the terebinths of Moreh, which was a map marking spot. They used those giant trees as place markers, okay? They marked a specific place. Verse 31, because you pass over the Jordan to go to possess the land that Yahweh Elohim gives you and possess it and dwell in it. Verse 32, and you shall observe and do all the statutes and judgments that I set before you this day. Not, it'd be nice if you did it, No, you shall observe and do. That's a commandment through Moshe to the children, the second generation of Israel after the Exodus. And they were to teach all of this to the third generation, the children that were with them. You are to do all these things. When I spoke of tefillin, the frontlet bands, those little boxes of scripture that were tied on, they were a post-Babylonian captivity creation of the Talmudic rabbis. They have made it an industry in Israel like everything else. So I have a pair. They're about $500 for two tiny little things. I was given them. I keep them as a reminder. I have them here in a drawer, all wrapped up nice and neat in a little velvet bag. Same way I have the little yarmulkes that people have given me. I don't wear them. That's a Greek student's cap, and that's another Talmudic thing. There's no commandment to cover your head and wear a little beanie. That's a Jew thing. I don't do that. But I do have a big prayer shawl with the tzitzit on it. That's a commandment to Israel. That's not a Jewish thing. That's an Israelite thing. And I have tzitzit shirts that I wear with the fringes on each corner. That's a commandment. And I let the fringes hang out. And people say, what are those things? And then it opens the conversation. And I tell them. I tell them that I'm an Israelite. And this is a commandment to Israel. And these are a reminder of all the commandments that were given to us when we crossed the Sea of Reeds. And it's a conversation starter. Any way to open the door, and if a non-white asks me, I say, oh, that's just something personal. You don't need to worry about it. Because it's not for them. They don't need to know. I don't preach and teach to the Katsahundas. I talk to Israel only. And I take a real good look before I speak to them. I don't cast my pearls before swine. Let's get into chapter 12, verse 1. These are the statutes and judgments that you shall observe and do in the land that gives you Yahweh, Elohe, that means the divine being of, Elohe of your forefathers for a possession for all the days that you live upon the soil. Verse 2, you shall utterly destroy all the places that serve there, the nations that you will dispossess their Elohim, their divine beings, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under all luxuriant trees. They would make these carved idols to Asherah and stuff under the trees and have sex orgies because that was a fertility goddess. And that's where Ishtar Sunday comes from, for the goddess of fertility. That's why they have bunnies. What's more prolific than bunnies? They breed like bunnies. And eggs, symbol of fertility. It's a pagan holiday. Verse 3, and you shall tear down their altars and break their sacred pillars. And their Asherahim, that's the 842, that's those carved statues of Asherah. And their Asherahim you shall burn with fire, because they were carved wood. And their carved idols of Elohim you shall hew down, 1438, and destroy their names from that place. Yahweh is not going to tolerate all this paganism. And he's upset with us today because we do paganism in our Judeo-Christian churches. So, That's our problem. We need to get out from among them and be separate. Verse 4 of chapter 12. You shall not do in this manner, 3651, to Yahweh Elohim, but to the place that chooses Yahweh Elohim from all your tribes to put his name there, his habitation, 7933, you shall seek, 1875, and shall come there. Now he's speaking of the future temple. They're going to have this wilderness tabernacle up there for a long period of time until Shlomo, that's Solomon, builds the first temple. That's going to be a goodly period of time. But Yahweh is going to be in that Ark of the Covenant tent there, the Holy of Holies. And that's, until the house is built, that's where he's going to dwell. He's dwelling in it in the wilderness as they're walking through. And eventually, when they capture Jerusalem from the Jebusee, they're going to take that mount and put the Ark of the Covenant and the tabernacle up there, until Solomon finally builds the first temple. And that's a good period of time away. So this is prophecy. Verse 6, and you shall bring there your burnt offerings and your slaughterings of sacrifice and your tithes and heave offerings of your hand and your vows and your gift offerings and the firstborn of your herds and your flocks. And there you shall eat before Yahweh Elohim, and you shall rejoice in all that you put your hand to, you and your household, in which Yahweh Elohim has blessed you. You shall not do all we do here today, doing any man all that is upright in his own eyes. Okay, there's going to be a rule and an order of worship, because the Aharonic priesthood is going to establish that. For we have not come unto at this time to the rest, 4496, and to the inheritance that Yahweh Elohim gives to you. In other words, they didn't have any set order of worship yet. That's coming. When you cross over the Jordan and dwell in the land that Yahweh Elohim gave you to inherit, when he gives you rest from all your hated enemies all around, so you dwell in safety, 983, that's security, okay? There shall be, future tense, a place that chooses Yahweh Elohim to cause to dwell his name there. He's going to pick Jerusalem eventually. This is prophecy. And there you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your slaughterings of sacrifice, your tithes, and the heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows that you vow to Yahweh. And you shall rejoice, 8055, before Yahweh Elohim, you and your sons and your daughters and your male slaves and your female slaves and the Levi, which is within your gates, because they have no portion or inheritance with you. They're going to have a Levite in all the cities to help guide worship and help with instruction and such. Guard yourself, lest you send up your burnt offerings in any place that you see. It's not going to be just anywhere. The burnt offerings are to be offered only on the altar, but only in the place that shall choose Yahweh in one of your tribes, and he chose Yehuda, Judah, because Jerusalem was in their territory. There you shall send up your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. This is in the future. Moshe's not going to see any of this. He's going to pass away. Yahweh's going to take him. Whatever 7535-3605 desires, 185, your being, 5315, you may slaughter and eat flesh with the blessings of Yahweh Eloheka that he gives to you within all your gates, 8179. Those unclean and those clean may eat of it, as of the gazelle and the deer. Wild game is fit to eat. Only the blood you shall not eat. Upon the ground you shall pour it as water. That prohibition again in verse 16 against eating any blood. And in verse 16, you can reference Genesis chapter 9, verse 4, Leviticus chapter 7, verses 26 and 27, and chapter 17, 10 through 14, and chapter 19, verse 26, and the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verse 63. You're not to eat blood. No blood pudding, whatever. You drain all that blood out and pour it on the ground. Verse 17, you may not eat within your gates the tithe of your corn, 17:15, or new wine, 84:92, or your oil, 3:3:23, or of the firstborn, 106:2, of your herds and flocks, or of any vows that you vow, or your gift offerings, 5071, or heave offering, 8641, of your hand. But you must before Yahweh Eloheka eat them in the place that chooses Yahweh Eloheka, you and your sons and your daughters and your male slaves and your female slaves and the Levi that is in within your gates, and you shall rejoice, 805, before Yahweh Eloheka and all that you put to your hands. Okay? That's put to 4916. All that you do, you are to rejoice, because everything that you have is a gift. Okay? Yahweh is giving you what you have, because everything belongs to Yahweh. He created everything. He is the highest of the high. And it is due him that you give him respect. Guard yourselves lest you forsake the Levi all your days upon the soil. You're supposed to take care of them. They have a special place. For shall enlarge Yahweh Eloheka your borders, 13:66, as he spoke to you. And you shall say, I will eat flesh. For you want, 183, that is ta'aweh, it's in a set of coveting, it's like coveting. For you want for your beings to eat flesh, and all you desire, 185, for your beings, that's awath, you may eat flesh. Because if too far from you is the place that chooses Yahweh Eloheka to put his name there, then you shall slaughter of your herd or your flock that which gives Yahweh to you that I have commanded you, and you shall eat within your gates all that desire your being. Okay, now we come to verse 22. And verse 22, you may reference verses 22 through 29, pardon me. You may reference Leviticus 27, verses 30 through 33. Even as are eaten the gazelle and the deer, so you shall eat. Those unclean and those clean alike shall eat. That's ceremonially clean or unclean among the people of Israel. Verse 23, only 7535, be sure to not eat the blood, because the blood is the life, and you shall not eat the life with the flesh. In other words, you cut the throat and you make sure all that blood is drained out. You hoist it up and you cut the veins in the legs and everything, and they all collapse as the blood drains out. You thoroughly drain that carcass of all the blood and pour it out on the ground. Verse 24, you shall not eat it. Upon the ground you shall pour it out as water. Verse 25, you shall not eat it, so that it may go well with you and with your children after you, when you do uprightly, 3477, in the sight of Yahweh. Verse 26, only the holy things that are with you and your vows you shall take and go to the place that shall choose Yahweh. And you shall make burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of Yahweh Eloheka, and the blood of the slaughterings shall be poured out upon the altar of Yahweh Elohecham, and the flesh you shall eat. Verse 28, observe and hear all these things that I command you, that it may be well with you and your children after you, even forever, even as 5704, even or until, and forever is 5769, literally meaning a very long time, when you do good, 2896, and uprightly in the sight of Yahweh Eloheka. Verse 29, when cuts off, 3772, Yahweh Eloheka, the nations where you go there to dispossess them before you, and you dispossess them and dwell in the land. Verse 30, guard yourself lest you are snared, 5367, by following them. That's 310. As imitate after 310, and that means after they are destroyed, 8045, from before you, lest you seek after, 1875, Elohim, 430, that is their divine being, saying, how, 349, did serve these nations Elohim, their God. I will do likewise. You are not to imitate pagan worship. Now we're imitating pagan worship today with Christmas and Easter. Christmas is a pagan holiday. It is not able to be Christianized. It was declared by a pope to bring in the sun worshipers. It is the ascension of the sun god Mithra. And Easter is Ishtar Sunday. Ishtar was a fertility goddess. She was also called Asherah. I told you about the Asherah poles that they were to cut down and burn in these chapters. And they have Easter Sunday with the pagan fertility symbols of bunnies and the Easter eggs. You are to observe Passover. You are not to observe Easter. You are not to observe Christ Mass, which is a Roman Catholic thing. They brought it in as a requiem mass for a dead Christ. He's not dead, he is risen. And they're a bunch of statue worshipers, so you don't follow them either. And if your church or whatever you're going to has a steeple on it, that is a pagan Egyptian sun pillar, because you are worshiping on the day of the sun. Sunday. Pagan. You have been lied to and fooled your entire life, and so were your parents, and so were their parents. Time to stop it. Time to come back to the worship of Yahweh. Not this pagan nonsense. Cut it out. Oh, but it's fun for the children. Nonsense. You cannot Christianize paganism. Yahweh will not accept it. If you're worshiping on the day of the sun god and you're praying like crazy, your prayers are in vain. Yeshua Messiah said that. You worship in vain. You're wasting your time worshiping on the day of the sun god. It's a waste of time. It's meaningless. Verse 31. You shall not do this way to Yahweh Eloheka, because every abomination, 8441, to Yahweh that he hates, 8130, they do to Elohim, their pagan deities. Because even and their sons and their daughters, they burn, 8313, in the fire, 784, to Elohim, their pagan gods. And we've had paganism creep into our society. Now, chapter 12 has commands to destroy all the pagan places of worship. That's the Asherah poles, the altars, the statues, the graven images, cast idols. What's in a Catholic church? Full of idols. Full of graven images. Full of statues. There's a stern warning here in chapter 12 not to worship Yahweh in the manner of the local pagan tribes. Because their pagan worship included sex orgies, because they worship fertility gods and child sacrifice to Molech. Yahweh's going to choose his own place of worship in the territory of one of the tribes. Later, it turns out to be Yehuda, what you would call Judah. There, that's incorrect, but it's Yehuda. It means Yahweh is praised. And the place will be at the temple built by Solomon at Jerusalem. When they cross over the Jordan River, the worship will change. No more of this do as you feel is right worship. What is the Satanist thing? Do as thou will, that's the whole of the law. Well, this counters it right here in Scripture. We need to be set apart from all these things. A lot of these things we still have today in different forms. They're hidden. They've been a tradition for a long time. We're following the tradition of man, just different men right now. The Talmudists are behind a lot of these changes in the so-called Christian religion, but it's not Christian. The only actual Christian faith that wants to obey the laws and serve Yahweh is Christian Identity. Few of them try to come close out there, but they're still missing the mark. They still have stuff within them that goes against the teachings of Yahweh. And it's a shame. There's a lot of well-meaning people out there. Their hearts mean well, but their practices are wrong. And I just want to alert my brothers and sisters out there to what is right so they can make a willing decision. I can't shove it down anybody's throat. Can't threaten anybody. You're going to go to hell if you don't do that. Now, there but for the grace of Yahweh go I. I do what I'm doing because I care about you. You are absolutely, every single one of my white brothers and sisters out there is important to me. And I get very upset and I grieve when I see them going down the path that they're going down, because I know what's headed, that judgment. And I don't want to see them judged like that. I'm not going to judge them. I'm no judge. I'm not righteous. I'm just another man. But I've been given this gift by Yahweh to preach. I've been called to do this. And my whole life is different. And all I can do is just read these scriptures. I'm not gonna go off on some long tangent and get into a lot of the stuff that people are getting into, all the conspiracy. I don't care a hoot and holler about politics. It doesn't mean anything. It's all hay and stubble. It's all going to go down when Yahshua comes back. Oh, they're doing this and they're doing that. Yeah, it says so that they're going to do that in the scriptures. They're evil. That's what evil does. That's what they do. They're evil. They're being evil. That is their nature. I understand that. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10 tells what's going to happen to them. But the simplest thing that I can give you, the simplest rule, is just two words. It's on my Skype profile and everything. It's Yahweh first. Everything else comes after that. If what you do in your life is not as Yahweh commanded, you need to change that part of your life, regardless of how inconvenient it might be, regardless of any possible repercussions. You are to follow Yahweh's commandments. Oh man, that's easy for you to say. No, it is not easy for me to say. It is not easy for me to say. I had to go through this process, and believe me, it's inconvenient. I am not financially prosperous. I don't promise you a brand new Cadillac in your garage if you send me your money. I don't want your money. You need your money to survive in this world today and take care of your families. What I desire from you is to turn your heart to Yahweh. I have no other interest except that. Nothing else matters, because everything else is going to burn up. It's hay and stubble. It's worthless. Praise Yahweh. I'll talk to you tomorrow on Thursday. I'm gonna sign out and let Tennessee Ernie say it for me. Praise Yahweh and Shalom Aleichem to my brothers and sisters.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master against the foe.